This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Vic Vella. More than 3,000 people are fighting wildfires in Colorado, and CPR's Dan Boyce reports that for now, authorities say that's sufficient.
At this point, Colorado is mostly sharing national firefighting resources with California. Sharon Helmrich with the Rocky Mountain Fire Information Center says coordination between the states is going okay, though there are some changes in the workforce.
It gets a little bit tight because we do lose some of our summer employees. But actually, we're doing well and we're able to manage what we have with what we have.
Fire officials are also starting to plan how they'll keep firefighters safe from freezing nighttime temperatures. Of course, those lower temperatures should also lend a helping hand in putting the fires out around the state. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado will give out $1 million in grants for farmers, ranchers, and food processors who are struggling during the pandemic. Kate Greenberg is the state's agriculture commissioner.
Farmers and ranchers are often living on the margins, but we cannot afford to lose them. We have to focus on supporting our friends and neighbors across rural Colorado so they can ensure there is food on the shelves.
Greenberg says the industry has faced disruptions to global supply chains and difficult drought conditions. The grant money comes from the Federal CARES Act. The state will accept applications for the money over the next 3 weeks. Second through fifth grade students in Denver returned to in-person learning this morning, while other students must wait. CPR Education reporter Jenny Brandine has more.
Superintendent Susana Cordova says there's very little evidence of COVID-19 being spread inside of schools.
We definitely see that there continues to be a lower rate of COVID cases with that age group, significantly lower transmission.
But she says because secondary students move around more, there's a greater risk of COVID-19 entering classrooms. Older students won't return until at least November 9th. Meantime, Aurora Public Schools will keep high school students remote until November 13th, and Adams 12 five-star district may pivot to remote learning for older students this week because of rising COVID-19 rates in Adams County. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
Another warm and dry day for the Front Range. You're listening to CPR News.